You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The summers tend to be short in the Wood River Valley, so when the warm weather comes, it is reason to celebrate. And what better way to celebrate than with a gathering that includes music, food, and some unique handcrafted and vintage goods to buy as well. The very first ever, The Market, will be kicking off at Hotel Ketchum this weekend. And joining us live on the telephone from the Ketchum area to talk more about this is Susan Nevis. She is owner of Independent Goods as well as The Market co-founder. Welcome to the program, Susan.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Okay, so first question, when we say that the summers are short in the Wood River Valley, they're beautiful, but they're fairly short, right, when it really starts to warm up.
Absolutely. And I think everyone here has a tendency to migrate outside once that sun is shining and looking for every opportunity just to hang out, spend time with friends and have new experiences.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about this idea of having really this big kind of celebration kickoff of the summer months.
Sure. My husband and I, Mark, own a store, as you mentioned, Independent Goods, and it features handcrafted products by independent makers where we also tell their story along with the products. And we thought, what a great way for us to have, you know, a summer kickoff party celebrating these makers, bringing makers from all over the Wood River Valley, the state of Idaho, Utah, and Oregon to come together, showcasing their craft, whether it be food, products, vintage collectors, and just kind of celebrate and gather together and enjoy the upcoming summer.
So then you kind of then try to sell this idea, right? I mean, not monetarily, but you have to kind of go out and say, all right, let's all get on board with this. And how did that idea go over?
Yeah, so we partnered with actually two other local makers in town. Diane of she's a jewelry maker in town, mm-hmm. and Morgan, and we just decided, hey, let's reach out to the makers that we know, their friends, and it got a lot of traction. And I think having the event at Hotel Ketchum, they have a beautiful outdoor setting, so all the makers and the DJs and the chefs will be set up outside so people can enjoy the long summer days that we have ahead of us this weekend, and just celebrate the summer and bring together people that often don't even showcase a lot of their work. Mm. They sell to their friends and aren't really found in retail stores. So it's a great way for people to have access to these makers who are following their passion through craft and to find a unique item and hear their stories and find out how these makers got started and why they are choosing to follow their passions.
We're talking with Susan Nevis. She's owner of Independent Goods, and she's also the Market co-founder. This is a new event at Hotel Ketchum this coming weekend, and it's really a celebration of summer. But Susan, getting back to the makers and their artwork, and if people are interested, you have a Facebook page that really showcases some of the work. I love the idea, though, of not just having people's artwork, whether it's jewelry or whatever it might be, but the stories behind why they do what they do, because I think that kind of, does it have an emotional tug for people?
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, if you buy yourself a handbag and you speak to the maker, that handbag is not just carrying this, you know, you don't have this cool thing that you can carry your wallet in and your keys and everything. You're actually carrying the maker's story along with their product. Or if you're giving a gift to someone of a necklace, or we have this amazing woman that's doing these really modern patterns on quilts that would make, you know, a great gift for a wedding. Mm-hmm. You're also then can share with them the story about the maker that for me adds a larger value to the gift, and also just having a larger connection mm-hmm. to these beautiful handcrafted pieces.
You know, I have a sister who whenever she gives a gift, whether it's to me or someone else, she always puts in a note about what the gift, you know, where she got the gift, the maker behind it. And you're right. There is something about knowing about something that you get as a gift or something that you purchase yourself, that there is an added value to that.
Absolutely. And I think it's just all about a lot of us wanting to make connections at a larger scale and having this unique interaction with makers, you know, and we've set up the whole weekend so people can hang out and they can have a drink or a bite and talk with the makers or sit around with their friends and talk about what they found or these different stories that have been shared. And it's just going to be a great outdoor setting with Bald Mountain in the background. And we're just really excited to be sharing these makers and these crafts, you know, as you mentioned, from vintage collectors and then local chefs. Too, right? We have this fantastic woman, Island Girl Seafood, Allie, that's going to be there, and she's going to be shucking oysters. She has a fantastic history of family and seafood out of the Pacific Northwest. And so across all of the people that are going to be there, we all have stories that we can share, whether you're going to be there as a guest, or whether you're speaking with a maker and hearing about why they're doing what they're doing.
Well, and even with a chef, being able to talk to them about what got you into food? What was it that made you want to be a chef?
Absolutely. And I think it's a great way too for not adults to connect, but also for kids to connect with these people and to, you know, they may have internal passions or they want to be a chef and to talk to them one-on-one and to have this unique experience of learning and finding out and growing their passions as well.
So the event is this entire weekend. So give me the details because we discussed it's at Hotel Ketchum right there in,
yep.
in downtown Ketchum.
Yep. Yep, downtown Ketchum, and it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The complete schedule is listed on themarketidaho.com. You can also read about the maker stories on Instagram, and that's themarket_Idaho. And it'll be taking place, like you mentioned, at Hotel Ketchum. It's a newer hotel that's got this awesome Idaho vibe, beautiful outdoor setting, and we're just really excited to meet and hang out and spend time with those that make it out to the market.
I want to thank you so much for taking some time out of your day. What a great undertaking. So thank you so much for giving us that information about it. Again, it'll be this coming weekend, starting Friday, June 21st through the 23rd at Hotel Ketchum. Susan, nice talking with you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Our guest today, Susan Nevis, owner of Independent Goods and The Market co-founder. And I want to thank all of you for joining us today. I always appreciate you taking some time out of your day to be a part of Idaho Matters. Our producers are Samantha Wright, Richard Copeland. Our associate producer is Hannah Gardosky. And our theme music, it was written and produced by local musician Will Hall. And Will has a brand new music video out. So we want to give a plug for Will. You can watch it on his website, likeathedog.com. That is L-A-I-K-A, thedog.com. Thanks so much for joining us. It is Thursday. Have a great rest of your day. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here tomorrow.